The Agriculture Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development are at loggerheads over a computer application. It's called Web-Based Supply Chain Management System. It's supposed to help the agencies track food aid and procurement. USAID quit using it shortly after the Agriculture Department rolled it out in 2011. Thomas Melito is a director of international affairs and trade issues at the Government Accountability Office. He's looked into this dispute, and he joins us now. Thomas, good morning.
Good morning.
So first of all, tell us, ideally, how are the Agriculture Department and USAID supposed to work together to track food aid?
The two agencies are jointly responsible for both the procurement, management of the commodities. So USDA helps the USAID get the commodities it needs, and then USAID delivers them to the recipients overseas.
All right, so this application was supposed to track all of this. Who built it, and what was the matter with it?
USDA spent about $200 million developing this software for both its domestic and international needs. It was rolled out in 2011, and the two parties, both USAID and USDA, almost immediately agreed that it wasn't up to the needs of international food assistance for the reasons like it was very slow, it didn't actually integrate with the private sector elements, so AID stopped using it. So and that was a big problem because this system was going to help determine inventory numbers, was going to basically work into financial controls, so it's a big problem that they haven't actually been able to use it.
And what sort of problems are created by the fact that the two agencies aren't using the same system?
Well, AID is basically responsible for the commodities once they have possession of them, and but because USDA was the procuring entity, it's actually on their books as belonging to them, and we've identified that the outside auditor of USDA has determined that they can't really determine, say, for example, how much of the commodities are in overseas warehouses. There isn't good information. Another problem is in terms of claims process, if there's lost cargo and such, the system is really not working well in terms of reconciling and resolving these kind of claims. And this is because the system is not working properly and AID is actually not trying to work with it.
And just to put this in perspective, we're talking to about what, up to $2 billion in food aid a year or so?
Between $1.5 and $2 billion of international food aid a year, yes.
Now, this system came online presumably during the administration that has been having tech stat sessions and portfolio stat sessions to try to find and arrest and fix these kinds of developments gone wrong. How did this one get by if it's so ungainly?
One of the things we identified was there was very poor testing during the initial period of rolling it out. So USDA was responsible for designing it, but AID was going to be the main agency to implement it, and there wasn't very good integration of the two agencies in terms of testing, determining what the needs were, and then ensuring that it happened. So we found the collaboration efforts were very poor.
And do the problems roll up to the financial reporting that the agencies are able to do?
It has impacted USDA's financial reporting. We store, the U.S. government stores quite a bit of commodities in overseas warehouses to be closer to where we may need it in an emergency. And currently, we do not have very good data on the inventory. So we don't know exactly what commodities are there and how much the quantities of those commodities. And that is that affects operations, but it also is a financial control problem.
And has USDA or USAID, for that matter, has either tried to gauge how much money, how many commodities, et cetera, might be just unaccounted for? I mean, is there a ballpark figure?
It's not that we are concerned that necessarily there's anything unaccounted for. It's that the system itself should be able to follow a shipment of commodity from when it leaves the United States all the way to when it gets to a beneficiary. And right now there's a breakdown in that data flow so that you have to basically rely on the warehouse managers to independently report on that. And that is not considered to be a best practice or even a good control system. So we have information from the warehouse managers on how much is there. But in an ideal system, you wouldn't need that because you'd be able to track the commodity from the start to finish and know yourself what's there.
Sounds to me as if some of these foreign warehouses might be operated by foreigners or contractors. There's tremendous opportunities for theft of those commodities.
Well, it's the way the IGs put it, the Inspector General, was that this is something which needs to be fixed because it is a weakness in the financial control.
We're speaking with Thomas Melito. He is a Director of International Affairs and Trade Issues at the Government Accountability Office, and he has looked into a computer application that is supposed to help the Agriculture Department and the U.S. Agency for International Development track food aid. This was something that USDA rolled out first for domestic food aid. Has it worked? And if so, why is it so much more difficult to track what goes overseas?
Now, I want to question that. We have not looked at the implementation of domestic side, which would be school lunches, for example. However, we have heard no complaints about that. We do know, though, that what the commodities and the types of things you're doing for domestic is very different than for overseas. For overseas, you're dealing with for primary grains, corn, wheat, vegetable oil and such. You're not dealing with the kinds of things that we're feeding in school lunches. And the transportation part makes it very complicated. We're often having these commodities on the ocean for 4,000, 5,000 miles, going to very difficult places to work at. So the systems have to have different capabilities to deal with the different elements. This report, though, is only focusing on the international side.
So what are you recommending, and what are the agencies responding to?
Fortunate or not, they have to upgrade the system. The system was designed in the mid-2000s for food aid, and that's the process is different now. So they have to update the system to reflect this new process. That's an opportunity, though, and we want the two agencies to basically collaborate to determine what their joint needs. They need to test it. They need to determine how to integrate the private sector. And most importantly, we want them to put this into a memorandum of understanding so there's no confusion about what their joint responsibilities are.
I mean, is there bad blood here? Are they mad at each other over this?
I'd say there might have been some rough spots, but they're in their response to GAO, they both agreed to go forward and make it work. So I think this can be solved.
All right. So it sounds like your report was maybe a mediator between them. I have a question about what you just said. How has the process changed? What have been the biggest changes since the system was originally developed?
Well, over the last 10 years, overseas prepositioning has become a very large part of the process. And I think it only began basically in 2008.
And what do you mean by prepositioning?
That is taking U.S. commodities and storing them in overseas warehouses. We call that prepositioning. There also are now, we are now procuring sometimes locally and regionally, so not just from the U.S., but actually in overseas markets. So there are many things which the government needs to track which are more complicated than for 50 or more years, the system was generally just the movement of U.S. commodities overseas. There are more elements, more things to consider, and they need to update the management system to try to account for all that.
Now, the Defense Department has been doing this kind of thing for a long time, and Customs also has modules for tracking international trade and flows and goods and services coming out of the country and ship manifests. Can't these two just adopt one of those long-experience systems?
I would say each of these has their own unique challenge, but I also think this is an achievable goal. I do think they can create a system that's going to work.
All right, but they couldn't just say take DOD's code and just put it in for agriculture and USAID?
That's a technical matter. I would be hesitant to try to speculate. I'm sure there probably are good lessons to learn from DOD and others, but they would have to be customized. Regardless, though, I do think you're correct in saying that it can be done successfully by other agencies. These two agencies need to make this one work successfully.
All right. Thomas Melito is the Director of International Affairs and Trade Issues at the Government Accountability Office. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And we'll post a link to this interview along with the report later this morning at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.